Yes, sir. Well, just wanted to say that, keep the faith.
Yes, sir. How'd the dinner go?
Well, it was fine. Great success.
Was Sinatra okay?
Oh, he was fine. Just did a beautiful job. It's a standing ovation for him and everything. Really, really went well. One of the more difficult ones I had, you know. What I had on my mind and everything. But, that's no problem.
Well, I think, you know, we've reviewed what the worst is and what's in between and all. I think we can deal with whatever it is, and the thing now is just to play it as it lies day by day and see where we come out.
And looking down to what the vulnerabilities are and knowing it, and then see what happens. Is Strawn finished?
I don't think so. I don't think he went up.
Oh, yeah.
He had his conference with him, but I don't think he went to the jury.
Yep.
Right.
God, I just do hope that he says, look, I'll be a witness, but I'm not going to be a defendant. You know?
Yeah. Well, he will. And that's...
Just say, here's the truth.
I'm sure that's what he'll do. The only problem is if he thinks he's being helpful on something, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't think he will now. I think he understands.
Right. What is the one point that I urge today is that you and John, now tomorrow afternoon, we ought to meet again and really look hard at what's coming and, you know, and look at the names and so forth and just be prepared for it. I think, too, that you got to consider the Dean thing, what it lands. I don't know whether somebody really ought to talk to him. I don't know whether I should, but you must think about that as to whether it's worth doing or not, because he's obviously on the kick of saving himself, and the U.S. attorney is going to have tough problem. But I think the U.S. attorney, my guess is, will, you know, give him the immunity.
I think he will.
Well, I would think so, Bob. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, if the U.S. attorney is giving him immunity so that he can tell the truth, that doesn't bother me. But if they give him the immunity in terms of he'll, if it's an incentive for him to lie, that's the thing. And but they, of course, have their other witnesses and so forth that try to corroborate it. I do hope one thing that the other thing we got to do is to, Bob, is to get some kind of a line with regard to this whole business of helping the defendants. I mean, that's, I just feel some way that ought to be able to be done, you know what I mean? That, I don't know whether there is any way, though, is there?
Well, I don't see anything other than the basic point that, you know, it was, as it's been discussed all along, that it was
right.
The fees and the support, and that's it.
For people who... The 1.2, Bob, if you and I'll be busy tomorrow, if you and you could be able to think over and talk with people, this maybe with more in this instance of what the hell. There's one troublesome thing to me about Dean, and I want you to get the date that when this happened. You remember when he came in and said and had this information about Bittman. You were there, but they would say, well, that right at that moment, the president should have probably turned that over to the U.S. attorney, you see.
No.
Why not?
Well, because you didn't know what you had. You weren't in any position to turn it over to him.
Well, on the ground that when he said, look, they want money for their fees and so forth and so on, and then he But you gotta figure that maybe he could say, well, he was in the president's office and told the president that. That, of course, he shouldn't be able to do.
Yeah.
But what's your guess on that?
I just can't conceive that he would.
But then we'll of course report that he reported it to Ehrlichman. Ehrlichman said he couldn't do anything, and that was discussed with Mitchell, right? And was he present in the room at that time? And, you know, when they said that Mitchell said, well, it's taken care of.
Yeah. It was John that he talked to.
You were present, Ehrlichman present. Shows, I suppose, knowledge. He said, why didn't you go tell the president then?
Well, again, it was, you can argue, because it was a separated amount specifically for fees and for family problem he had.
Right. Well, give it that one some hard thought, you know, and because I suppose the dean will lob that one in pretty soon.
Yeah.
And he...
That's almost beyond belief.
If he has immunity, he'll do it. If he doesn't, he may not want to. But, the way he's operating, it's very interesting. The problem is that he talked to me, and that day I talked goddamn freely with him. I said, well, what the hell, where are you going to get it, you know? And he says, we don't have the money. How much is it? It'll be $1 million. And I said, good God. I says, and we went into the blackmail thing. He said, this is blackmail. And I said, we can't be blackmailed, or somebody said that, or he did. He got to say to his credit, didn't he?
I'm not sure he did. I'm not sure he said we couldn't be.
Couldn't be blackmailed.
That's the question, whether you go down that
road. I wish there were a way we could at least separate Ehrlichman out. I don't know how you can, because his... vulnerability of a lawyer here is enormous, because you see, it's a destruction of his career. But there are other things to do, and I don't know.
Still, they've got a long ways to go before they can make a point on any of that.
Yep, it is a long ways. And in the meantime, of course, that'll be a constant problem, won't it? Well, no use to borrow any more trouble than we got, is there?
Nope.
But let's sit down and just put on a piece of paper what the vulnerabilities are, how many people, as I see at the present time, you got clear cases in terms of prior knowledge of LaRue, Mitchell, Mardian. Magruder, possibly the lawyers. What do you think, O'Brien?
Well, I guess so. I guess they must, from what John said they did.
Cover up
O'Brien and
see now, and also what Ehrlichman's own investigation was. It's very important, I think, that we get that job, so that. That is really what triggered it, rather than what Dean said. See my point?
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. If we talk about, we got to really think about how the hell do you save what there is left of the presidency, and the point is, if information comes to me, why? Of course, I was just getting it before we turned over. But Ehrlichman did call the Attorney General, you know, and said, look, here it is. And after that call, Magruder cracked, so...
I don't think fielding is, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. But Strawn. You think of anybody else in the White House that?
No, Gordon is very peripheral, only as a
conduit.
John, and then he sort of alluded to that, you know, that I had agreed to or something.